You've been an anchor in the storm. pray that will come to us. So while we have freedom,
so they can go to kids' ministries or Sunday school, amen. And we want to greet our pastor with a hearty praise the Lord.
That we have to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Can we all just say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. We thank God for the light being here. We thank God for all our visitors, our friends, the RPI students as well in the here. We just thank God that God is a good God. Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, and as I was preparing our message, it should be alarming to everyone, whether you're Christian or non-Christian, that today we have young people, children, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, committing crimes that adults used to commit. That should be an alarm in all of our spirits and souls. When children are committing adult crimes, we have crimes being committed today by ladies that ladies never would have committed. Amen. So that should be a wake-up call, especially to the church. Because the Bible says one of the signs of the last days, that evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And because of iniquity, iniquity is lawlessness. It's a complete disregard for the law of God. Because of iniquity, the love of many shall wax cold. I mean, people can walk up to people and shoot them without thinking twice about it. Amen. Last night, my wife and I was watching a program where a young man got upset and shot his grandmother 7 times, the one that raised and took care of him. We're living in dangerous times. Amen. So, I don't do this to sound an alarm, but even down in New York, the young 18-year-old girl that was mugged and murdered by 13 to 14-year-olds. We live in dangerous times. And if you're not careful, the devil will get you focusing on insignificant things. And we'll fail to focus on the God of our salvation. Thank God for the song they sing early. It may look like I'm surrounded. Anybody thank God they're surrounded by God? Is anybody thankful they're surrounded by God? It may look like I'm surrounded. Oh, but I thank you today. I'm surrounded by God. And it's considered God being for you. Anybody know God's on your side? Come on, does anybody know God's on your side? You ought to be excited. You ought to be praising the Lord. You ought to be giving God everything that it is. Because God is a people. Let me say hallelujah. I was meeting with a young man years ago when I worked at a school earlier this week, and he was telling me how when he had gone to school, he cut class, and him and a group of boys cut class, but he said he had bought some kind of food, so he wanted to go home and eat the food. When he walked in the door, he heard a gunshot. Amen. He looked out the window, and one the friend he had just been with was shot in the chest and killed immediately. We're living in dangerous times, saints, so we need to incorporate God in everything we do. Amen. None of us are here today because of our own righteousness. We're not here because of our own holiness. We're here because God is a keeper. Anybody know God to be a keeper? And I heard the testimony of those that are traveling and God has kept them. Amen. So we do bless the Lord and we just thank God today. Amen. And I can encourage you to do anything today. Work on every relationship. But work on your number one relationship, and that should be with God. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So I'm going to ask you to stand this morning for our scripture reading, which will be coming from 1 Samuel, the first chapter, starting with the 5th verse. Amen. Work on your godly relationship. That's the only relationship that counts the most. God said, and this is, I know we always quote this as saints, that if God be for us, who then can be against us? In order for God to be for you, you have to do the things that are what? Pleasing to Him. It's impossible to walk contrary to God. And in your time of need, call Him and ask Him to help you. So if you want God to help you, you got to walk in a way that's what? pleasing to him. Can we say hallelujah? So 1 Samuel chapter 1, I'm going to start with the fifth verse. He says, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had, amen, her situation had come from the Lord, and her adversary also provoked her sore to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Hannah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than? I wonder today, does anybody feel grieved in their heart? Does anybody feel troubled today? Hallelujah. And the scripture says in verse 9, and so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat at a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed, Lord, thank you. How many in need today? Amen. It ain't no use to tell nobody else about your problem. We need to tell Jesus all about our problems. So she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then will I give unto the Lord all the days of my life, and there shall no raven come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli mocked her. Now Hannah had spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and my grief, God, thank you, have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Oh God, thank you for a place of worship. Lord, thank you for the freedoms and liberties that we have to worship. Lord, help us not to take your goodness, your kindness, and mercy for granted. Lord, give us a mind even as the psalmist cried out, Lord, what shall we render unto you for all your benefits unto us? Lord, you've been so good. Lord, you've been so merciful. Lord, you've been so kind. Lord, you blessed us when we didn't deserve to be blessed. But Lord, our heart's desire today is that you send the word. Lord, send the word to loose deaf ears so we can hear your word. Lord, send the word to open our spiritually blind eyes so we can see the direction that you're leading us in. Lord, send the word, Lord, to break down our stony hearts so we have a heart of flesh. Lord, we ask you to send the word, oh God, so your word encompasses every part of us and we be able to say from the depths of our soul, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And for this we thank you in the church today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I know a lot of times we pray and we do things out of formality. We do things because everybody else is doing it. But there are times in all of our lives where we have to be desperate with God. Lord, now I love praying with my wife, but there's some situations my wife can't help me with. I know my wife loves praying with me when I don't adore her so much. I do it by her, yes. But there's some things I can't do for her. So I believe God allows the reading, and I'll give you our text. It says, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest set upon a seat by a post of the temple. Notice, in her grief, she couldn't be around a whole lot of people. Amen. In her grief, even though they were all rejoicing and eating in a festival, she couldn't be around a lot of people. In her grief, she had to get away from one-on-one time with God. Hallelujah. If I can encourage you to do anything, it's great to come to church and pray with the saints. But when you really need help from God, you're not going to get desperate. Lord, if nobody else will want to call on you, I'm going to call on you for myself. You got to get desperate. So Hannah was desperate. She said, now I'm with my husband, and he has another wife, and with all the crowd. She said, but I need help from God, so I got to steal away. Anybody feeling like stealing away today? And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept. And she vowed and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and Lord, I'm going through. Anybody going through some stuff today?
Come on.
Listen, I'm going through some stuff. Say, Lord, I'm going through some stuff. I need you to look on me, but don't just look on me, but also what? Remember me. And not forget thine handmaid, but give unto thine handmaid a man child. Then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So our message today, and as we just examine Hannah and our approach to God, our message today is a heart-to-heart talk with the Lord. I said a little heart-to-heart talk with God. Now, when dealing with a heart-to-heart talk, like it was my wife, when I used to mess up, oh, I think God, I don't want to mess up as much. Boy, y'all are smart. But she said, you need to have a heart-to-heart talk. I mean, no fear, heart-to-heart. You know, things are about to get real serious. I don't know where I messed up at, but we're about to have a
heart-to-heart.
So heart-to-heart talk is one of those sincere, intimate conversations. Amen. It's a conversation where you're transparent. A heart-to-heart talk with God is a conversation where you say, dear Lord, I come withholding nothing. And I have a work desire. Lord, all that I have is on the altar. And I pray, Lord, with a heart-to-heart talk with God. Now, it's so important for us to realize and have a heart-to-heart talk with God. I'm not praying to be impressive. You know, a lot of times, people come to church and they go, oh, God, Father, and all this other stuff. God said, I'm not interested in that. Because God only hears the pure in heart. God only hears those whose heart are sincere to serve Him. Our problem is too many of us have learned the mechanics of church. We know how to shout like everybody else shouting. We know how to praise Him like everybody else praises Him. But we haven't had that one-on-one with God. We haven't had a heart-to-heart with God. We haven't had one of those experiences with God like Hannah had. The scripture says she was grieved and troubled in heart. She couldn't even be around anybody. She had to steal away. I wonder, does anybody today feel like it's time to steal away? I'm not going to do all power to God and power and this and this. I'm not going to pray to be impressive. Jesus, in speaking with them in the 6th chapter of Matthew, He said, do not pray your alms before being to be seen by them. So when you have a heart, you don't care who's watching you. You don't care who's observing you. You'll be like Hannah. Hannah cried out to God. When you have a heart-to-heart with God, listen, God is not going by what you say outwardly. Because the scripture said Hannah didn't say anything. But she prayed in her heart. Hallelujah. Anybody need a heart prayer? Anybody need one of those? marching her. Now there was a man of God marching her, and this is when you have a heart and a heart of God, don't you allow others to influence your conversation with God. Because Eli, a man of God, said, hey, why don't you put away the wine and stop being drunk? But she said, oh no, my Lord. She said, I'm a woman of sorrowful heart. She said, you might not understand it. She said, I know I didn't say a word. I only moved my lips. But I need something from God, and I'm desperate, hallelujah. Do we have any desperate people today? Come on, anybody desperate? Just to get a hold of God? Hallelujah. Now listen, one of the things that people like to do less is what Jesus said we ought to always do. He said,
the Bible says if you do everything in your life for God to be seen.
this was me and God. I didn't need nobody else at this time. When God spoke to me, I knew it was God. I wrote down, listen, when God speaks to you like this, he gave me the book, the chapter and the verse. Three separate ones. Yeah. 20. And what are we talking about? And what? Heart to heart with who? The Lord. Anybody had a real heart to heart with the Lord? That's when you put everything else aside. I know when I was in school, I was desperate. I had to have a one-on-one with God. Because it seemed like the more I tried to do right, the more stuff was happening wrong. It seemed like the more I tried to go forward, I was going backwards. So I grew up in church down in Atlanta. Amen. Maybe I didn't have a relationship with God, but I had enough spiritual discernment to know when things are going this wrong, something is wrong. So I had a one-on-one with God, and I said, Lord, I'm in this, and I'm not happy. Lord, I need you to redirect me. Lord, I need you to take full control of my life. And then, Lord, when you lead me, I have the heart to say, where you lead me, I'll follow. How many are really ready to abandon all?
Hallelujah.
Abandon all, say, Lord, you lead me.
Yes.
When you lead me, I follow, and I'm with you.
All
the way. Anybody got like that? Well, I want to remind this is Hezekiah. And God went to Hezekiah. And he told him, yeah. We serve a God this evening. Come on, how many know we serve?